The Division of Insurance announced an agreement with insurer Moda Health today that will allow the company to stay on the individual and group market in Alaska. Division Director Lori Wing-Hire says Moda's CEO signed the consent agreement this weekend.
We've worked very hard to get to this agreement to protect consumers, but also to get them back into the marketplace to take care of those that enjoyed doing business with Moda, to provide competition on the exchange, and that the company doing business is solvent.
The agreement requires Moda to sell some assets to raise capital. The company will also have to establish a reserve account in Alaska with $15 million to pay claims if Moda runs into financial trouble again. Late last month, Alaska and Oregon placed Moda under supervision and suspended the company from selling plans because of excessive operating losses. At that time, the company thought it would have to exit Alaska's individual market. Jason Godey is director of Alaska Sales and Service for Moda.
Our first thought on that was, in order to remain financially sound, it was going to be a necessary step that we would have to take. But we were able to work out a deal with the regulators in Alaska and Oregon to maintain the individual market in those two states for at least the rest of 2016, which I think is certainly a win for consumers.
Godey says it's too soon to tell whether the company can continue on Alaska's individual market for 2017. Moda is working with Primera Alaska on a plan to stabilize rates on the state's individual market. That proposal will require legislative action. The open enrollment period for individual plans on healthcare.gov closed on January 31st. Wing-Hire says she's asking the federal government to open a 2-week special enrollment period to accommodate Alaskans who couldn't buy Moda plans.
We know there are people that had finished their enrollment but then got to a point where they could not pay or could not finalize it. And for those people that are still kind of in a limbo, we're hoping that CMS will give us a 2-week period, a 2-week special enrollment to allow those people to finalize and choose Moda as their insurer.
Wing-Hire says if Moda does not follow through on the consent agreement, Oregon will put the company into receivership.